Today is January the 13th, 2022. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and then praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only amazing God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are Abba, the breath of life, the creator of all things, our divine redeemer, excellent in all things. O Lord, you're our Father, so great and glorious, the hope of all mankind. You are Emmanuel, and you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the keeper of our souls, the Lord of life itself, Messiah, and the name above all names. Lord, you're omniscient and perfect in all of your ways. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, our rock and redeemer, the stability of our times. Oh Lord, you're the testimony across the sky each day, help us to look up and marvel. You are the unction for our function, the victory in the blood of Jesus. And you, Lord, are the Word. Thank you, Father. You're extraordinary. And you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the zenith of our life. Lord God Almighty, our great and joyous King, help us, Lord, to be people of joy today. Help us, Lord, to look for the joy in others, and to show them the joy that's already in them. Lord, help us to see the children with fresh eyes, to see them as fearfully and wonderfully made, as imago Dei, as images of you. Lord, help us to see our colleagues, particularly those that we don't like, and see the joy that's in them, and show it to them, and encourage them, and give them words of affirmation. Lord, help us to bless our administrators today, and help them, for that's a lonely job. Oh, Lord, help them. I don't know how they do that job, but I know that the ones who love you get help from you. Give them a double portion today of wisdom and safety and protection for their schools. Oh, Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the teachers, all the paraprofessionals, and we ask for joy. Let there be joy in teaching, creativity, and blessings upon the children today. We look to you for all of this, for you are the source. We love you and come to you because you are the powerful and wonderful King of the universe. And we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are reading through his promises. Our promise today comes from the Psalms, the Word of God. Psalm 37, verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. The Word of God, Psalm 37, verse 18. Praise God for His holy word. This promise is for you, O blameless ones. Only under the blood of Jesus are we blameless. Amen. So let us pray this incredible gift of eternal life. Dear God of our fathers, thank you for grafting us into the family. You are showing us eternal life and our heritage throughout your word. As we look to the past of such a great heritage, we also excitedly see what you have in store for the blameless. Oh Lord, where else would we ever go? We earnestly yearn for our colleagues to become a part of the family of God. We so desire that each and every child will know you personally and the richness of your love and your eternal heritage. Oh, help us, Lord, in our ambassadorial roles to have a joyful presence of humble expectation of what you are planning for those who love you. We stand in awe of you and pray in the saving name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, friends, it's that time. I'm looking at another sunrise. This one is I can see people on the beach on this one with cameras because they are anticipating an incredible sunrise, and it's beautiful. And it's at Deerfield Beach, set between two palm trees. It's like picture perfect. But it'll catch the eye of somebody you might send this to, and then they read that promise. That's the real point. They see his beautiful creative powers and then get to see and hear his promise. I wrote you a little note about this promise that I'd love to read to you. It's very difficult to think about eternity when we're in the middle of a hectic school day. I know that I couldn't even find a moment to make a phone call. It's just the nature of education. We give it our all day long and live a very myopic routine at times. Why not pause and think about eternity? We serve a mighty God who has placed us in the public schools to minister to our students and colleagues that they may see Jesus in us. We need no words to be Jesus with skin on, but we are his hands and his ears and his eyes and heart to those that we impact each day. Stop and think about that during the day when you're feeling unimportant. We are under his care and empowered by his love. Our reward is eternity with him. Oh, friends, we have said the promise, we have prayed the promise, and now we're going to praise God using his very word. Our praise comes today from Psalm 147, verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. And that's Psalm 147, verse 12. Praise the Lord. Now, there's two things that we always do on Around the Word in 180 days, and that is to remind you that we're praying today at 1:16 p.m. and to read our daily devotional. I think I'll do the devotional first today. Our devotional for today is from our friend Don Clark. He calls it God's Repeated Review and Drill, the prayer. Lord, help us win the spiritual battles in our profession. Lead us. Impart to us strength and courage. Amen. The scripture that Don chose is Joshua 10, verse 25. Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous." God believes in intermittent, repeated review and drill in order to teach an objective. He believes in spiraling objectives throughout our lives. Have you ever noticed that when God wants to give you a message, he will tell you the same thing in different ways, often using different people or circumstances to share the exact same lesson? In the Bible, the great Hebrew leader Joshua is told multiple times to be strong and courageous. Moses told him to be strong and courageous when he was in a crowd with many Israelites. Moses then did some private tutoring. He pulled Joshua up in front of his classmates and personally told him to be strong and courageous once again. After Moses, Joshua's teacher died, God himself had a little chat with Joshua, telling him to be strong and courageous. He told Joshua this two times. Joshua was then given some hands-on cooperative learning group activities, or battles, in order to practice the concepts he had been taught. He led the army of Israel into the promised land. He saw the walls of Jericho fall. He had to deal with sin in his own camp, which caused him to fail an assignment, to lose a battle. He saw many of his fellow Israelites become discouraged and flee a battle. In the midst of this, God told Joshua once again to be strong and courageous. Again, more review and more practice. Joshua asked God for a miracle during one particular battle, and God granted it. The Lord sent large hailstones down upon the enemy and also made the sun stand still in the sky. Joshua not only learned the lessons of strength and courage God taught him, he began to teach these same lessons to others. He called the Israelite leaders out to stand on the necks of five enemy kings that his army had captured. What did Joshua tell these Israelite leaders? Of course, be strong and courageous. God wants to tell you, be strong and courageous in your professional life and education. There is a spiritual war going on in your school and the nation for the minds, bodies, and souls of the youth, that you serve. In this battle, follow me, as did Joshua. Inquire of me, as did Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. The reflection. What is something I fear in my professional life? And what must I do to be free from this fear? What do I need to do to increase strength and courage in my professional life? Post somewhere in your room where you can see it daily. Be strong and courageous. As a continuous reminder of God's call on your life, do not put the scripture reference on it. Just integrate this character trait into your curriculum. Tell and teach the students to be strong and courageous through true incidents that happen in their lives and in the examples in history, literature, nature, etc. And that was Don Clark with God's repeated review and drill. And now, my friends, I want to remind you of our prayer for today at 1:16 p.m. We're going to be praying for the testing coordinators. Oh, what a crazy time of the year we're gearing up for that mess. But may the Lord remove testing somehow, some way. In the meantime, there are people that it's their full-time jobs now, and they're going to have the heat on them. So let's lift them up today in prayer for their needs. And we pray at that crazy time, my friends, because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I sure look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of this eternal promise from our Lord. Psalm 37, verse 18 says, "The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever." O God, our God of forever, thank you, Father, for giving us eternal life through your one and only Son, Jesus. Lord, we are the blameless, not because of ourselves, but because of him. Oh, Lord, help us to walk and talk like you want us to do, and help us to be a blessing today to all those that are hurting. We love you, Lord. We lift up your holy name by the mighty power of our King Jesus. We praise you and thank you for all of this. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.